Hey there, folks, and welcome to Denmark, to Copenhagen. We arrived yesterday safe and sound. Sorry for the late audio log, but we were quite tired and busy yesterday. With me, we have the rest of the crew. Introduce yourself.
Silke from Belgium.
Moritz from Germany.
And Julia from Belgium.
All right. So, anything interesting to tell what we did yesterday?
Well, yesterday me and Julien, we left in Belgium around 5:30 to the airport. Then we took a plane to Hamburg, where the assistance was quite hectical. But then we met up in Hamburg Central Station with those two weird guys from Germany.
I'm gonna kick your ass later.
And then it was quite something to find food as well in the station. And then we took the train. Anyone want to tell something about the train? Then it isn't the ramble of me talking.
Yeah, well, we took the train at
1328.
20 something.
Yeah.
And we took the train up to Puttgarden, which is the
last stop
ferry
of
harbor in Germany where the train actually drives up onto the ferry and you transition over to Rødby in Denmark. We're on the ferry for about 45 minutes.
We got the option to stay in the train, but obviously we didn't want that.
Nope.
Yeah, because they turned off the everything, all the systems, including aircon. When
and
we came back, it was like blazing hot.
Yeah.
To have the feeling of sitting outside.
Fresh air, sea air.
Yes.
Yeah. And a beautiful seaside view.
Singing a few songs.
Yeah.
And, enjoying ourselves. Yeah, then we went back to the train.
Very hectically
again.
Because we went down the wrong staircase.
First we went to the car deck,
yeah.
So we had to
run
across the top deck and yeah.
The conductor was already a little worried because we didn't come back, but he was expecting us.
But really just
Yeah. I think 3-4 minutes later we departed from the ferry, but we were waiting for quite a while in Rødby because of the custom control. So we would have probably got the train anyway, either on or off the ferry.
Yeah.
And then we traveled by train to Copenhagen.
It was a little difficult to negotiate with the Danish guy who picked us up.
Because he spoke barely anything
barely
else than Danish. And then you had this woman who worked for the train station, and I was like explaining that we wanted to go to the city center on our own, and she was like, yeah, are you able to do it yourself? And I was like, yeah, sure.
You don't look like you can do it.
Yeah, you don't look like you can do it.
Yeah. Well, she should have, if she knew what we already gone through in Bruges and elsewhere.
But now we made it, and
yes.
We should send her a message to tell that we made it.
If somebody got her number.
Well, yeah, maybe we'll see her again at the station, so...
Hey there!
Hey there, yeah.
Here we are.
Yeah, we made it, by the way.
She would probably like, I don't believe you, you're still here. Well, basically, we had some trouble finding some place to eat after we found a hostel, because we couldn't really rely on the GPS and we didn't really know the city.
Found a pizza place.
Very good.
It was really awesome. Relatively cheap for.
Of course, we are again talking about food, but that's also one of the most essential things on a journey. And then we were like, Silke, Julien and I were hanging out outside near the hostel for another while. And today we had a tour on the Round Tower.
Maybe Julien should say something.
Yeah,
can you describe our visit to the Astronomy Tower?
Of course.
Tower?
Yeah, so we went to an observatory. It's some sort of round tower.
Don't forget the part about the toilet.
Yeah. Very interesting, but I went to the toilet there. No, well, this observatory had two toilets, but really like the old-fashioned toilets, which were used formerly. Now they are not used anymore, but they are just there for showing. And you could go in there and sit on there. And there, I haven't seen it, but apparently you could saw that people were used to go to the toilet and smoke their pipe there. And if you looked to the roof, you could see that people smoked a lot of pipe there and had a lot of fun in that toilet, smoking their pipes. But anyway, it was very accessible because there were nearly no stairs except for in the end.
The last part, yeah, that was doable.
And I suppose you also had a very nice view on the roof.
Yeah, you had a nice view over Copenhagen.
Yeah,
and it was quite shadowy actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and now we're here at a cafe.
Cozy little place.
Yeah. Moritz, do you have to tell your experience from what you have been doing?
Nah, not really.
he got a coke from the house. I mean, that's
yeah,
not...
Yeah, well, I got a coke from the house because I wasn't really healthy this morning. So I decided before something bad happens, I integrate myself into one of those cozy chairs in the cafe and do some actually audio recording stuff. Which I wanted to do, but in the cafe I couldn't really do it because there was music playing, and it was a bit too loud for a clear recording. Well, here it's okay. I will do some here, but yeah, I sadly couldn't. So you'll get some material from me.
Yeah, and we'll probably upload a lot of stuff after the trip as well.
Yep, and we will update you as well when we had the city tour, which me, Julia, and Patrick will do in a bit.
Yep, and in the evening we are going to probably depart to a garden of a couch surfer who actually invited us to host quite spontaneously. I like got the message on Friday and I was like, well, we already got a hotel, but we gladly like to meet up with some of the locals.
But before we go to that guy, we are first going to have dinner in the hostel, and I'm saying this because food is important.
Mm-hmm. All right, I think that was everything for now.
At least from my side.
Yep.
All right, then have a good time. Greetings from Copenhagen.
And talk to you tomorrow.
Oh. Okay, that's kind of professional. I actually thought I'd stop the recording, but I didn't. Hold on. 3, 2, 1, go.